Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of our monthly practice focus. Today, we're going to be short and sweet. We're going to cut straight to the chase. I want you this month to focus on the total role play experience. Now, I've really, really been very grateful for the positive feedbacks, for all the things that you've worked so hard to do. As you have mastered, I'm going to start calling you the dental masters, okay? You've mastered each aspect of your patient experience to help you improve. To improve not just on your interaction with each other, but also with your interaction with the patients. And as you know, we looked at this in a very comprehensive and a full circle type of way for the entire purpose of improving the communication. At the end of the day, what else is there other than communication? So practice does make perfect. And today, I want to take what we've done over the past several months and broken down each of the steps in the patient experience from every point of contact and engagement. We've slowed it down. You have done what others will never, ever do. And we have practiced, okay, methodically, deliberately, effectively. You've taken each area, step, and team member responsibility when it comes to helping patients say yes to treatment, understand the benefits of that treatment, and most of all, you've worked smartly to create great relationships with them. Today, this month, you get the month off from me, and you're going to dedicate all of it to yourselves, and I'm asking you to review and make final adjustments and decisions on what you've learned and studied through this process. Of course, and most importantly, I want to remind you that you should be doing all of this every single month, practicing. It doesn't end ever, as long as you want to continue to improve and stay on your game. Because when you stop practicing, you don't stay the same. You always get worse. You lose your edge. You forget. You fall back into complacency and routine. And things that you may not even notice will be hurting your overall acceptance of the relationship cultivation. As the saying goes, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Now, I'm going to lay out three different exercises for you, and then you're going to get straight to it. First of all, the big difference this month is that we're going from A to Z. Okay, we're going to begin practicing directly with each person who owns the step in the process, and we'll be walking through it until the end of the patient experience. So our phone person does the phone, interview person does the interview, clinical person does the case building, doctor does the doctor, and so on and so forth. Yeah, I do not want you to be easy on each other. But also don't be stupid, okay? Most patients, things always go very smoothly. Okay? They're always respectful. They always follow your process. We give our attention and we skew our attention towards the losers. But the reality of it is the losers are the minority. Okay? They're few and far between. Most patients going to go very, very smoothly. Now, as you do this, okay, once you complete the entire full circle experience, I want you to give some time to each team member and give them feedback so they continue to improve their skill and proficiency at their role. Again, depending on how many team members, you can break up into two teams. You can just do it all together, all at once. The most important thing is that everybody observes. The pressure is on, okay? The pressure is on, but that's the point. We want to practice as if it were real. And walk through each step of the patient experience from start to finish with no breaks, no pauses, no gaps, no stops. So that way we can really see how this all comes together and that each person is setting up the next team member properly. That's the most important part of today, of this month. It's not just rehashing role playing from before. You're really seeing how all of this connects together for each team member, so that you know what each other is saying to the patient and how you're setting up the success of the next step. This is why the full circle experience really matters. Now, the second activity, I want you now to practice cross-training each other with someone who doesn't normally do the role or fill the position. I'm not a big, giant fan of cross-training because I believe we should have experts in the practice. If somebody else can do what you do, why would you be here? That's the idea, right? However, cross-training is very valuable when it comes to having empathy for each other, understanding what each person does, as well as if you do need to fill in for the vacations or the sick times, hopefully you all take vacations together. You never string out your team members and leave them high and dry by not showing up to the practice to be a team every day. Nonetheless, this entire point of what you're doing is so that you can be very seamless and very consistent, is the best word, consistent with your patient experience for every team member, no matter what step or who's doing it or where the patient is at. So, again, first activity is you're going to practice as if it were real. Somebody plays patient, walk through the entire experience, start to finish. We're combining all role-playing modules into one. Second activity is to swap. Put people who are not used to this role and make them go through the entire experience from A to Z. Now, remember, we've already done that, okay? All the months we practiced, we forced people to get out of their comfort zone to do roles that they were not used to doing, so that way we would develop, okay, the muscle memory, the empathy, the cross-training element of everybody being able to do everything. Okay? So this is the same concept here. You have two parts to the patient experience, A to Z, full circle role play activity, first with the regular team members, second with opposite of regular team members, and then you're going to give each other feedback across the board. They give each other feedback. Now, this lets everybody see the overall big picture of the experience. Finally, the third activity for this month, I want you to have an open discussion about what you've learned through this process and doing the role-playing exercises. I want you also to commit to how you will continue to incorporate this into your monthly training. Very, very, very important. I want you to talk about what you've learned by slowing down, by being reflective, by doing it in this way. And then I want you to be very, very amazing, okay, at committing to continuing to incorporate the role-play structure. There are a few ideas that I often recommend. First, doing treatment plan reviews, sitting down with each other, pulling up a patient, having everybody in the room treatment plan the patient, then comparing that with the doctor's official treatment plan. This is one example. Clinically, you should be doing it all the time, but for the entire practice, we should not be leaving business team out of clinical team out of business. Now, you're not going to train that way every single day all the time, but you should do once a month. You should have a treatment plan or a chart review activity. You're chart reviewing every day. This is simply a way for everybody to be checks and balances with each other. This is a form of the role play discussions. You should practice presenting the treatment plan to the patient, going over any clinical questions or issues you may have. The next is the new patient audit. Again, something that should be done once a month, where you're reviewing all the new patients for the month. You're finding out where they ended up. Are there any that stalled out, that didn't follow through with the hygiene or the treatments? Is there any people steps in the process that you should be going back and modifying to make sure your new patient experiences continue to improve and become more effective? The next one is the role plays. Okay, I'm sorry, the recordings. Okay, this is taking a role play to another level, and this is actually doing recordings. Many team members, they understand you can have phone recording, you have an interview recording, you have the clinical recording, you have treatment plan recording. I'm talking about actually audio recordings. Okay, you can ask the patient permission if you want to. You can record it, whatever. The point is, it's for training. Everybody will be fine with it. And you want to sit back down and listen. This is probably one of the worst things anybody ever does, is listen to themselves. But it also gives you the most realistic way to manage and monitor and improve what you're doing. Okay? Because you're not just practicing the role-playing where you're going to be thinking through doing everything right. You're monitoring what you did in reality with the patients. So these are just some examples of how you can incorporate this into your monthly routine. You should go back through the last several months' modules and practice the role-playing again and again and again. Okay, now, the most important thing is to continue tracking. Track your statistics. Okay, you must do it. That way you know what reality is and how well you are actually doing. So important. Please, please understand the purpose of tracking. Tracking the diagnosis, the case acceptance, the collections, the follow-through into the schedule. All of these things are so valuable because they tell us how you are doing. Now, I've seen direct improvement from every practice who's committed to this process. I'm very proud of your efforts. I'm very proud of you and your willingness to do what others would not. This requires great discipline to execute. It requires desire to improve and taking your relationships and responsibilities with your patients very seriously. I commend you all. Now, get to work on the total picture. Next month, we're moving deep into very advanced growth strategies, and we'll be shifting our focus away from this particular topic and approach. So please be mindful to wrap it up well and also commit to structuring role-playing into your ongoing meetings and your training routines. I'll see you next month.